Well, hi there. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. And you are the ones who make the show. You drive the show with your takes, your insights, your lived experiences. And we're going to hear from a lot of our wonderful female listeners today, as we heard from the men yesterday. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. We have the show team. Rich is out today, but Jeff is behind the board. And Ryan is screening your calls, and Debbie, we are off and running again here on a Tuesday.
We are. We had an outstanding show yesterday. Thank you to all the gentlemen that called in and inspired us, encouraged us. Wow, it was a great show. We had a lot of great feedback from it. And now it's the ladies' turn, okay? It's our turn to share with the world our spiritual practices, our faith practices we do, our personal practices to deepen our relationship with God, to grow closer to God, to bring our families together, to inspire others, to help others to know Jesus. Ladies, it's your turn. So come on, fill those phone lines. Ryan just opened them up. It's awesome. We're not asking you to boast or brag about your what I do all day. You know, I read for 30 minutes scripture and then I pray the rosary, 19 million times. No, that's not what we're saying. What we want to know is just to get a glimpse of your personal journey, your recipe for spiritual success, so that we can learn and we can grow. Okay, we're riding on your coattails today. Okay, can you help us out here? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jerry, you can hear the passion in my voice because I'm trying to get the ladies to fill up the phone lines because the men jammed the phone lines. I mean, we just had, it was unbelievable, the whole entire show.
Yeah, the guys rocked it yesterday, and so ladies, it's your turn today. How do you thrive spiritually? We called it manly spirituality yesterday. Today it's feminine spirituality, just using those words. And, you know, as Debbie said, we do want you to include specifics, but not for the sake, like she's not for the sake of, this isn't a, you know, look at me, aren't I holy, aren't I righteous, but really, what is your recipe? Maybe it does include the daily rosary when you have a little bit of quiet time set aside. Maybe you pray the rosary in your car on your way to work or on your way home. Maybe you rise early or you stay up a little bit late and spend 30 to 60 minutes in prayer. You sneak a little bit of time to do some spiritual reading. Maybe you go to daily mass. Maybe you serve the poor. How is it that you grow spiritually, not right. only for your own good? Debbie, we always want to grow spiritually so that God can use us as a vessel through which or through whom He can flow out into the world. So
absolutely.
How do you do this, ladies? 833-288-3986. And if you don't call, ladies, we'll ask the guys to call again, and they will.
Come on.
Tongue-in-cheek
gals.
Challenge
you can,
there. Come on.
I love it. Let's do it. We're going to fill up the phone lines. It's going great. Here's the number to dial. This is what you do. You just call this number, 833-288-3986. You're going to speak to Ryan just for a few minutes. He's going to chat with you. It's a wonderful conversation. Then he's going to place you on hold, and you're going to get to listen live so you can jump right in. So you don't have to feel worried like, okay, if I'm on hold, what if somebody else shares their spiritual recipe and it's the same as mine? Okay, it's not going to happen that way because you're going to be listening. So you can just enter into the conversation very seamlessly. It flows beautifully. But please, we need to hear from you. Ladies, tell us how you thrive in your faith. Now, let me just share something real quickly, Jerry. We're getting a lot of emails coming in. And folks, we will be responding to your emails. But a lot of wives emailed us after yesterday's show and said, you know, they were very inspired by the men that called in, the strong leaders, the men that they are, that they want to get close to God, bring their families with them, you know, get everybody to heaven. But what happens when a wife has a husband that's just really not practicing the faith or not really engaged in going to mass on a regular basis, praying on a daily basis? What happens then? Well, we're going to talk about that because it's very important. You know, something that Jerry and I just spoke about right before we came on the air is that, you know, as a spouse, you know what, you're one. You know, the two shall become one. So what you're doing spiritually benefits your husband, benefits your children, benefits your family, your extended family, your community, benefits the mystical body of Christ. So it's very important that we advance our spiritual growth. We get closer to God. We deepen our relationship with God. Remember, we're made to know, love, and serve God, okay? So we got to do what we're created to do. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. Sorry, Jerry, I got on a little soapbox there, but I just wanted to make sure that all the ladies felt encouraged, even if, you know, their husbands weren't like the ones that called in yesterday.
Yeah, you are passionate about this today, and I love that about you. And like we said, the guys did a great job of really inspiring each other yesterday. It was almost like, you could almost pretend it was like a men's conference. Today it's almost like a women's conference, and you're the speakers, and you get to really get the other ladies who call in and are listening really inspired and edified about the faith. And no surprise, Debbie, the ladies have filled the phone lines up here, and we're going to be able to get to the calls here in just a couple minutes.
Girls rule.
Girls rule. 833-288-3986. And one thing I really hope that some of you beautiful ladies will share today is how important it is for you to spend time with other women of God, whether that's in a prayer group, a Bible study, a mom's group, a homeschooling group. Maybe you go to conferences. Maybe you just have a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, or a group of you that you get together once a week or so, and you have breakfast, you look over scripture, whatever that happens to be, because I know that is so important for men to spend time with men, Debbie, and for women to spend time with women, growing closer all, you know, collectively toward God.
Yeah, and the having that like-mindedness. Now, here's the thing, Jerry. I will tell you that I joined many women's groups at the church, and some of them turned into husband-bashing groups, which is not a good thing, okay? So I just want to say to the ladies, if you get into a group and it's under the guise of being a spiritual group, and you're supposed to be reading scripture and reading great books, and it turns out to everybody complaining about their husbands and this and that, please step out. Step out. It's very toxic.
Turn and run.
Yes,
turn and run.
It's very toxic, okay? Because, you know, people like to join together, and you can be like-minded in good things and like-minded in, you know, misery loves company. But you know what? That's not going to benefit you in the long run. So stay with something wholesome and that advances you closer to God. That's what I say anyway, Jerry. That's from my own personal experience.
Okay, well, like we said, we have phone lines are getting full. They are full, in fact. Ryan is doing his best to screen them as fast as he can, and we're going to get each one of you on the line, typically in the order in which you call. That means Sue is going to be first, and Alyssa and the others when we hit. We're going to hit the pause button here just for a second, Debbie. But
look at St. Gabriel Radio go. Look at this. Look at you guys. Way to go. St. Gabriel Radio is coming in strong. You ladies have a lot to say. That's awesome, Jerry. This is wonderful. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You go ahead.
I was just going to give the phone number out one more time and say we are ready to hear how you thrive spiritually as women of God. 833-288-3986. So glad to have you with us today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program, and our great listeners for making the show what it is every day. Just want to mention before we get to your calls, Debbie will handle that in a moment here, Mother Angelica Live Classics tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on most of these EWTN affiliates. If you remember Mother Angelica, in fact, we have a lot of Catholic radio listeners who may not have ever seen her live on TV or been able to meet her at EWTN, maybe live on the set or in another context, but her memory lives on and her great wisdom lives on. It will always live on, trust me, on EWTN. So we'll never be without the great Mother Angelica and their Mother Angelica Live Classics, 8 p.m. Eastern Time tonight on most of these EWTN radio stations.
Okay, let's go to the phones. If you want to, when a phone line becomes free, please jump on it quickly at 833-288-3986 and share with us how you thrive in your faith. We're going to go first to Sue in Columbus, Ohio, who's representing St. Gabriel Radio so well. Hi, Sue. Welcome to Take Two. Hi, Sue. Sue?
Hello, Sue.
Sue, did you step away from the phone? Come back.
Maybe we can check back with her. Have Ryan see it, make sure she's there.
Yeah, Ryan, can you check on that? And let's go to Alyssa. Alyssa is also in Columbus, Ohio, at St. Gabriel Radio. Hi, Alyssa. Welcome to Take Two. Okay.
There we go. I think we have, do we have Alyssa there? Oh, no, don't tell me we have a problem with the phones.
Oh, no. This is not fair. See? I'm telling you, it's the creep. It's the dark one. See, we have full phone lines. Look at this. See, there's no accident to this, Jerry. I believe this. We need to say the St. Michael prayer. Can you say that right now? Will you go ahead?
St. Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's try it again. Alyssa, are you there? Welcome to take two. Come on, St. Michael, don't let us down. Okay, we have full phone lines, folks. This is we're asking the ladies today to tell us how you thrive in your faith. Yesterday, the men filled up the phone lines. It was beautiful. The women have done that as well, and they've got great comments about how they are getting closer to God on a daily basis and bringing their families along with them, and that's a wonderful thing. So we're going to get to the phones in just a minute, but Jerry, may I quickly share what I do?
Yeah. Well, in fact, we didn't get to that in the opening segment.
Yeah, because you got to share yesterday about because you represented the men. Okay. You know, for me, I have to have something spiritual around me on a regular basis, whether it's just spontaneous prayer, Jesus, I trust in you, that I say probably a million times. You probably think I have OCD tendencies. Well, I probably do. Okay. But here's the thing. I do. I say, Jesus, I trust in you just a million times a day to get me through the day. I pray the rosary. Marty and I pray the rosary together. We pray it with my mom because we take care of my mom. My mom, it's amazing. 88 years old. She's got dementia. But boy, when that rosary comes on, she knows every single prayer. It's unbelievable. It's just so beautiful to watch. But I also like to fill, you know this, Jerry, I like to fill the house with beautiful Christian music. I just find it, or the Gregorian chant, or something of that nature that just lifts my spirit up, Jerry. And I do that on a regular basis. I have that playing. If you come into my house, I wonder if the neighbors must have called the police saying, what is all this music coming out of their house? Because seriously, I love that. And I used to do that all the time, raising the kids. And I think for me anyway, it really helps me enter into a deeper relationship with God. So that's what I do. Obviously mass and adoration, and obviously all the other wonderful and reading books on inspirational books and books on the saints. But you know, Jerry, I tell you, I can't get enough. I'm like a sponge, and I've been that way, you know, for 50 plus years. And I actually like that feeling, you know? So
yeah, well, enjoy it, because it's a gift. It's a grace from God, because you know, prayer and worship and spiritual things don't come all that easy. We see some of the saints, in fact, you know, many times Debbie had, you know, dryness in prayer. Mother Teresa had that great period of darkness and so forth. And many people just have to really kind of struggle to get into prayer and become disciplined at that. So you're very blessed on that. Okay, we're going to try the phones again here. Who are we going to go to? We're going to go to Teresa in Plymouth, Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Teresa. Do we have you now?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, we got it. All right, St. Michael.
Thank you,
St.
Michael. Yeah. Hi, Teresa.
Amen. Hi. I'd like to just share. I also am a big proponent of praise and worship music during the day, and I love singing to Jesus as well as saying the rosary each decade for another intention. But I too have been struggling lately with prayer, and what I have done is I've given permission to the Holy Spirit to use my voice in prayer how He wants me to pray. And oftentimes it just might be an inspiration. And it might just be, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And I thank you, Jesus, and I praise you, Jesus. And I let Him take over and show me the way.
Wow. That's beautiful, Teresa. And what it just makes me think of, Teresa, is the fact that sometimes we think that we have to be so formal and official and proper and all of this in how we relate to Jesus and to God and the Holy Spirit. And we do. We need to be reverent, and we need to be realize their glory, you know, their majesty and all of that. But, you know, we're also told that, you know, when we have a personal relationship with the Lord, it's like having a relationship with a friend and or a spouse, you know. And if you're driving down the road with your spouse or a friend, you know, your eyes are on the road and you're kind of looking around, and, you know, you might say something and they might say something back, and 5 minutes will go and nobody says anything, you know, but you're in each other's presence, you know. And so there's also that informal aspect to it, I think. And that's what I'm hearing Debbie come out in Teresa. Not that she doesn't have the formal, you know, the mass, the rosary, the structured things, but this sort of informal, just kind of like good friend relationship is what I'm hearing.
Well, yeah, and I love what you... Go ahead, Teresa. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what I do, too, is like to imagine myself somewhere where Jesus is and just smiling at Him and letting Him smile back at me, and just experiencing that with Him just in friendship and love.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Teresa, a couple things. I love the fact that you do the same thing with your house. You fill your house with beautiful praise and worship music, and that is a wonderful thing. It really does make the day go by, you know, in an easier way, in a brighter way, and it's a wonderful thing. So I hope you continue to keep up that practice. The other thing, too, what I love what you had to say is when you felt this, when we go through these periods of kind of dryness, and even maybe even some darkness in our lives where we're not sure how to pray, how to get closer to God, because, you know, this is tough. You know, we're human beings trying to relate to this, you know, massive God. And it's so true. But I love how you just gave, you know, you turned it over to the Holy Spirit. You just went with it in a very organic way. And I think that is very precious. That shows the love you have. That shows the trust you have for God. And you are saying, Lord, you know what? You know, tell me how you want me to pray this. Tell me what needs to come out. And I think that's going to benefit you greatly, in the long run, because that kind of trust and love, I think is, you know, eternal. And I love that about you. I think that's wonderful that you chose to do that. Cause a lot of people would just say, hey, you know what? I'll go to church. I'll go through the habits. I'll go through the routines, but nothing's really happening. No, not you. You want to continue to grow that relationship. And that's, you just have to imagine that the good Lord is smiling on that, Teresa.
Amen. Thank you so much. And I just encourage people to continue chasing the Lord, because he's just waiting for you.
There you go. There you go. We often hear that God is the hound of heaven that chases us. But Teresa, I like the way you put that. Keep on chasing him. Because he loves us. Thanks, Teresa, for your call. We appreciate that. In fact, we have a couple other Teresas or Therese's on the line that we're going to get to. But Alyssa is next in Columbus, Ohio. Alyssa, thanks for your patience there. Sorry we didn't have you the first time listening on St. Gabriel Radio. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Alyssa. Do we have Alyssa? Alyssa? Oh, no. Just one phone line is working.
Wow.
What do we need to say? Pretty St. Michael. Come on, St. Michael.
St. Michael.
You're stronger than this.
It's okay, Alyssa.
Let's
you're
try
doing
another
so
line
well
here and see what happens.
Okay.
Right,
so
she just hung up. So, yeah,
okay,
let's
so
try
maybe
another
she'll
line.
Call back. Therese in Indiana on Redeemer Radio. Hi, Therese. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Therese.
Hi. So, yeah, I listened yesterday and I couldn't wait for today. I have been using my Magnificat every day. That is just wonderful, because I wake up in the morning and it's not always, I try to make it the first thing I do. If it's not the first, it's the second thing. I love going to daily mass, and I try to do that always before work. It just seems like it starts my day out just in a very positive and good way. You know, it's it's hard though. It seems like sometimes the more prayerful I try to make my life, though, sometimes it is really it you know, it gets hard, and I find a lot of distractions. But I pray to the Holy Spirit all the time. In mm-hmm. fact, a lot of my kids are not in the church anymore, and I pray that. And then when I'm around them, and I know that they're thinking about God, and I pray for them all the time. But we'll get into discussions about the church, and the first thing that comes to my mind is, "Come, Holy Spirit, help me, because I can't do this on my own." So I call on the Holy Spirit a lot. So.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, Therese, just for our listeners' sake, Therese, you're part of the Stand Tall Retreat family. So we know you, and we know you, and we know your heart, and we just love the fact that you shared what you shared and couldn't wait to get in, on today's show. But I just wanted to say one thing, Therese. I don't know if I shared this at the retreat, at the Stand Tall Retreat, but maybe I did. If I did, just tell me to shut up. But here you go. Whenever there's a distraction, or when whenever there's a sense that we're kind of going through the prayer motions, but we're not really getting that experience of feeling like we're getting closer to God. I had a wonderful priest who was very big on icons. As a matter of fact, our church here in Gilbert, Arizona, is just filled with one-of-a-kind icons, and they're absolutely beautiful. And he taught us all about how the icons reveal spiritual truths when they are meditated upon. And so because of that, I got hooked on iconography?
Iconography, yeah.
Yeah. And so I have icons all around the house. I have a St. Michael icon. I have just so many of the Holy Family and the washing of the feet. I mean, all these different icons. And I'll tell you what, Therese, it has really helped me to refocus. And I don't know if you've done that or I would suggest that, because there's such a, in this world, we are so overstimulated visually that we have to kind of fix our eyes on Jesus and on the different, stages, Jesus's life and ministry and death and resurrection. We have to focus on those things, because we can get very easily distracted, and then we get off the mark. Have you done that, Therese? I'm just curious. I think you probably have. Have you?
Well, not necessarily the icons, but thank you for that. I do have, I have my Blessed Mother statue, and then I have, Jesus of Mercy,
right,
picture.
Divine Mercy.
I have a nice big one that mm-hmm. I love to meditate with,
right,
when I'm praying. So, but no, I love icons. I just don't, I just don't have any. So mm-hmm. thank you for that. And also, I'm in my daily prayers is always the Take Two family and the Stanfall family, because I always feel your prayers and everybody else's prayers. And I have in the several years I've been listening. So yeah, I just love you guys. And I love what you do. Thank you.
Thank you,
love
Therese.
You, too. Yeah, and keep us in our prayers, because, Therese, we're working on another retreat, maybe for Colorado or Texas or even Arizona. So, Therese, keep praying. We'd love to have that happen. We have a lot of requests. Sorry, Jerry. Go ahead. You want to finish with Therese?
No, I was just going to say thanks, Therese, for the call and the beautiful insights on your prayer life. Thank you for sharing that and inspiring us with that from Elkhart, Indiana. Listening on Redeemer Radio, 833-288-3986. We understand that many of you are waiting a little longer than normal because we had that little issue that St. Michael had to take care of with the phone lines, which he did. So we appreciate the patience of all of you on the program. Debbie, I want to mention that Al posted on TakeTwoShow.com. He said, men and women definitely approach the spiritual life differently. He says, for example, regarding our young adults Catholic group, we have the men and women meet separately every 2 weeks. The men will usually engage in a physical activity, sport, or outreach mission to live out our faith amongst other Catholic men, and the ladies will meet to discuss their relationships and life issues in a communal setting through a Catholic lens. I think guys need a more action-oriented approach to the spiritual life. Personally, I can only pray for so long without getting antsy and being inspired to go do good for someone. Prayer usually gives me ideas on how to make someone's day. So Al is of the opinion that men and women kind of approach prayer a little bit differently. What do you think?
I would tend to agree with that. I really would. Although I will tell you that, you know, being a youth minister, you know, we had boys and girls in high school. And I'll tell you what, they could enter into some deep prayer together as a group. It was pretty amazing. I mean, it's amazing what the human spirit wants to do to connect with God. It really is. So this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And ladies, we're asking you how you thrive in your faith. Call in today and share with the world how you grow closer to God.
Always great to have you with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and we thank you for listening. Thank the affiliates for carrying the program. Just real quickly, before we go back to the calls, I wanted to just comment real briefly again on what Al said. And Al, I really think your insights are very, 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 very good, because it's just from the experience. I mean, you're seeing what these young adults are doing. I just simply would say, and I'm sure you didn't exclude this on purpose, but I would just say that, you know, we all do need also just the quiet time, the meditation, the mental prayer, if you will, the reading of the scriptures and so forth. So that has to be part of it. But I love the fact that, like you said, you made kind of that distinction between the males and the females. You know, the guys usually want something a little bit more active, perhaps a mission outreach, something like that. And, you know, the women kind of come together and fellowship and share, you know, their ups and downs of life. So I think that's very, very beautiful. But also, I'm sure you know this, Al. I'm not saying that you didn't include this, at least in your intentions in sending your comment there. But, you know, it's important also to have that quiet time, just that downtime, and let the Lord speak to our hearts. So, okay, Deb, who's next?
Okay, Diana is in Florida on the EWTN app. Hi, Diana. Thanks for waiting, and welcome to Take Two.
Hi, thank you. Well, I just wanted to share a little bit about kind of how I try to live my faith every day. I struggle a lot with sleeping during the night, so I kind of is how I start off just by thanking Jesus, and I just love to just repeat it over and over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What I do as well is if I still find myself just not being able to go to sleep, I like to pray for the holy souls in purgatory, or just if anybody just pops into my mind, I just have a feeling that they need a prayer, so I pray. Another major thing for me is the rosary. I just cannot live a day without praying my rosary. I don't have a schedule. I just either if I'm taking my son to work, when I'm cleaning, when I'm cooking, I find the time instead of, you know, just wasting to me. I kind of feel that's time that's not wasting, but sometimes we do waste time on other things. So even if it's just meditation while, you know, you're going about your day, I love the Divine Mercy. I'm very faithful to that. I do that as well. And that's something that you can easily just put into your day, you know, as you go throughout your day. I listen to the EWTN app, which has helped me so much to learn more about my faith. And also adoration has mm-hmm. these things have just changed my life. The rosary, adoration. I try to do as often as I can. Right now, I'm doing once a week. Also, reading books to learn more about my faith. I also love music. I absolutely love music. That's another Good. Thing that I do. I listen throughout the day. So
okay.
Those are just a few things that...
Okay, so Diana, real quickly, have you ever seen the commercial, The Energizer Bunny? You ever see that commercial? With the
yes.
little... Okay, the little pink bunny that's banging the drum, and then, you know, okay, you are definitely, in my opinion, the Energizer Bunny when it comes to prayer, okay? You've got it down. You love it. You're thriving in it. It's working. The Holy Spirit is touching you in places to let you know to pray for other people. That is that's a gift. You know, when you feel those nudgings of the Spirit, I got to pray for somebody, or the thoughts come to mind. But you did make the comment that you don't necessarily sleep that soundly or that well. What I would just suggest, since you love music, okay, the Gregorian chant is a wonderful way to settle the mind, settle the spirit, okay, to rest, because you do need to rest. You don't want to be like the Energizer Bunny where all of a sudden the batteries run out and then you just, there's nothing left. You're not banging that drum anymore.
Right,
okay,
right.
Okay. So do this too, okay? Enlist your guardian angel. Okay, what I do when I can't sleep, I don't think I've ever shared this before. I have a very close relationship with my guardian angel. I've had it since I was 12 years old. Thank you to my Dominican aunt, a Dominican sister, my mother's sister, who's a nun in West Caldwell, New Jersey. She taught me all about the angels. I fell in love with the angels. I developed a relationship with my guardian angel. And when I can't do something, whatever it is, I turn it over to my guardian angel. I say to my angel all the time, please, you know what? I got to sleep. You continue praying for me. You continue receiving the promptings of the Spirit and pray for those people. I got to get some sleep and blank and cover me with an angelic blanket so I could go to sleep. And I'll tell you what, I sleep so soundly. And then I even ask my angels, sometimes I get so tired, Diana, I don't even set my alarm clock. And I have to be at certain places at certain times, and I can't be late, like, for instance, this radio show. Mm-hmm. And you know what? My angel wakes me up. I say, wake me up at 6:45. And when you know it, I wake up at 6:45. It's done. It's been that way since I was 12 years old. I don't know if those are some of the things that I lean on. I don't know if you have, but I would just encourage you, because you sound like you have all the prayer regimen down. I just want to make sure you are resting properly so you can continue to receive those messages and promptings of the Spirit, so you can continue to do your work well, not in a deprived, sleep deprived situation. What do you think, Diana?
I thank you so much. And I think that's definitely a calling from the Holy Spirit, because I just recently just started to try and build the relationship with my guardian angel. And then you sharing with me on your story, your life, with your relationship, is just, it's wonderful. And I definitely going to put that into my daily routine and prayer and everything. So thank you so much for that.
Well, Diana, it sounds like you have all the bases covered with, listening to music, to let it penetrate you and penetrate your soul and all the other things that you're doing. So thank you. Pray for us when you're in your prayers. And if you do, if you are inclined to pray in the Absolutely. Middle of the night sometime, just say, please remember, Lord, the Take Two family, if you would. And we would be so grateful for that. And you and everybody, you're all always in our daily prayers as well. Thanks, Diana. 833-28. You're welcome. Have a blessed day. Phone number is 833-288-3986. Ladies, how do you thrive spiritually? That's what we're asking you today. And we have Therese next in Boston, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Therese. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So I just have a couple of things that have helped me so much. And, of course, deepening your faith yourself so then you can teach it. I have 5 children, married for 27 years, and Curcio has been wonderful, and yearly visits for the family to have a retreat at Catholic Family Land in Ohio really teaches the whole family to pray. And so sometimes we can deepen our faith as a parent, but if our children aren't learning it and understanding it, when they go off to college, they lose their faith. Fortunately, all of our 5 children understand and have a relationship with Christ, which is so beautiful. And really, that is from Catholic Family Land. So the other thing I do, I work in an emergency room. I have passwords on my computer that are related to saints or whatever is happening at the time, whatever it is. And in the last 3 years, we've had one of our kids have some trouble with mental illness and some really abnormal behaviors, and I put a reminder in my phone of the child's name. So every single day at a certain time, the name pops up, because we can get distracted with what's going on in our lives and forget to pray even when things are going better. So I think that helps me so much, because I am so distractible. And I bless my home with holy water often, and I have holy incense I burn when I feel like we need it. Sometimes the house just doesn't feel right, so I bless the house with holy incense, and it really helps. And we have family prayer maybe 2 or 3 times a week, which helps to bring everybody together, and it brings a peace that nothing else will work. So that's basically it.
Yeah, those are all very beautiful, Therese. And is it Therese or Therese? We've had 3 of you on the show today.
Therese.
I want to make Therese.
I know, okay, there's lots of Thereses and
Thereses. But I want to just zero in on the holy water thing there, and I want to encourage everybody to get holy water because it's no surprise, nobody needs to look around very long at the world or even within the halls of the church, you know, to realize we've got real problems going on right now. And, the enemy and his minions are having a field day. And it's not anything new that the church has encouraged the laity to have holy water in their homes. I have a couple of fonts in my home. Unfortunately, I neglect to fill them up on a regular basis, but I do have bottles of holy water. I have Lourdes water, all sorts of, blessed holy waters. I have blessed salt and things like this. And these are sacramentals that are blessed. And basically, if I understand it right, Debbie, I know with holy water, probably with blessed salt as well, when the prayer is said over that, it's almost like a little mini rite of exorcism is prayed over that, so that when that holy water is used, it is sort of a little mini exorcism. It's not in any way like the rite of exorcism, but it's mm-hmm. designed to banish evil spirits, any influences that might be there. So I think that is such a very important part of what should be all of our spiritual relationship with God, and using that means of protection. And I think Therese has really reminded us of that.
Yeah, Therese, thank you so much for sharing it. As you were speaking, because you're calling in from Boston, Massachusetts, you're listening on the Station of the Cross. One of your last pledge drives at the Station of the Cross, one of the gifts that was given to those that pledged was a holy water font with water from Fatima. And I was so blessed to be able to receive that holy water font, and it's at the front of at the entrance of my door, and I fill it with the Fatima water, and I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's so important. I love that we have these sacramentals that we can use. It's like the spiritual toolbox, it's the full toolbox, and we've got it at our fingertips, and we should be utilizing it, because it is a wonderful way for us to stay focused, like you were just saying, Therese, and also to help our families stay connected. I mean, and you've done that so beautifully. Look at that. 5 children, 27 years married. Wow. And the work you're doing. Thank you for the work you're doing in the emergency room. Just real quickly, little tongue in cheek. You said your passwords are related to saints' names. That's probably a good thing. Nobody will be able to guess the passwords, because nobody can really spell saints' names. So that's probably good.
Anyway, right. Yeah.
Right, Therese? Yeah.
Padre Pio is a big one. And, I asked him to help me. I assign certain saints to my kids because one of my friends did it, and I said, I'm doing the same thing. And one night I was so frustrated with one of my kids, and, it was boys and they're stupid. And so I said, Padre Pio, I need you to spiritually adopt this child, because I don't know what to do about whatever his behavior was. And that night, one of my kids had a dream, and it related to what I asked Padre Pio to do, which was wild, because this kid never has dreams. And so it was just Padre Pio and all of the saints are waiting and would love to help us. And we just have to remember to pray, reach out to them. There's a saint for everything.
I'm laughing, Therese, because I wear out the saints. So sometimes they're waiting and waiting and waiting, kind of twiddling their thumbs, waiting for, those who carry their name, whom they're the patron for, to call upon them. They don't have that problem with me. My patrons hear from me.
They're not calling Jerry back.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's... Hey, St. Paul, it's Jerry again.
You again. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Therese, for your call. Appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, We're live streaming the video on YouTube and Facebook. And on YouTube, Scarlett said, I'd love to hear the suggestions of other ladies. I'm struggling to keep my faith alive despite worrying about cancer, back problems, having to give up the sports I loved. So, Scarlett, you're going through a lot of difficulties right now. And, Debbie, those can be sometimes deterrents to prayer. For some people, they can drive them to their knees into deeper prayer. But in either case, Scarlett, we're definitely going to be praying. We hope that you're getting a lot out of what your fellow ladies of God are sharing here on the program today.
Yeah, we'll be praying for you, Scarlett. Just remember, too, when you're going through a cancer diagnosis, Okay, it automatically, it should trigger something inside of you. It's a great lesson in trust in God. Okay, just free fall into God's arms. Free fall, Scarlett. Just watch what the good Lord lets you learn about yourself, about others, how you can grow, how you can change, how you can really have a new understanding of God going through cancer. I know because I went through it in 1994. So Scarlett, don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Stay very keep doing the practices you normally do, the normal prayers, even if it feels kind of, you know, shallow or dry or whatever. Keep doing it and just keep saying, Jesus, I trust in you. And you watch what the good Lord will enable you to experience. That's my words anyway.
One other from YouTube, Anne Marie. She says, to be honest, I don't set aside any time during the day because Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit are on my mind 24 hours a day since I was a little girl. Contemplative, though, I do read scripture before I retire, and I try to tell God every day that I love him. That's beautiful, Anne Marie.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. What a gift That's to have God on your mind 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, it's like St. Augustine, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. So we are to be focusing completely on God. Okay, who's up next? I'm sorry.
Christina is next.
Okay. Christina, Real Presence Radio. Hi, Christina. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay. I recently joined Catholic Daughters of America, our group here in Dickinson, and that has really lifted me. Also, our altar society at our parish, and just doing lots of ministries through our parish has really helped me grow. I love going to daily mass with my kids at school. We have a chapel at our high school, and they offer it every day except Fridays. So that's been a wonderful experience, too. And then I have Real Presence Radio on pretty much every morning. And then in the afternoons, if I am working, you know, cleaning or working, I just have Christian music playing in the background in my car. I have it on all the time. I also like to listen to, there's a couple of podcasts that Father Waltz is in our parish, or our diocese, and Dr. Ray, I like to listen to him on podcasts. And so, and then at home, I made a prayer corner that my children can go to. It, they can hang prayers on a little board when they're, you know, having something on their mind or concerned, just to help us all to think to pray for them. So those are some of the things that I do.
Well, that just keeps the faith in front of you all day long, Christina, and not just in front of you, but in front of your family. And I love the lessons that you're teaching your children there about not being afraid to reach out and ask for prayer, and teaching them the importance and the power of people praying for one another. And there's no question. There's no question as they walk by that, if they see one of their siblings with a, you know, I've got a sore knee today, or I have an exam coming up or something going on, they then are taking that throughout their day, and they're developing a prayerful disposition all throughout the day, like you are when you're in your car. It's kind of a mobile, it's kind of a church on wheels, you know, you've got your Christian music going on and so forth. Real quickly, I have to ask you, which of the Father Waltzes is in your parish? I know it's Father Josh, and he's got a twin brother, right?
Well, Father Josh has the podcast. He's not in our parish, he's in our diocese.
Which one's in your parish?
We have Father Jordan Dosh and and then we have Father Craig Holkalter, and we also have Monsignor Schumacher. We have three.
I thought you said Father Waltz, because I know there's two or three brothers in that area that are priests named Father Waltz. If I remember correctly. But Debbie, I don't know if you had any thoughts on Christina's beautiful, beautiful walk with God.
Well, I loved everything you had to say, Christine. I just hope that a lot of moms are listening right now. I love the prayer corner. I'm a big fan of having a prayer table, a prayer area set up dedicated to that in the home. That's a big Montessori thing, a Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, which is a wonderful religious education program. And so that's wonderful that you do that, because the children will always remember that. And I'm actually certified in Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. And I'll tell you, the older children, even when they went go off to high school and college, they remember those prayer corners. They go back to that. They long for that. They need that time to just focus. And it's a beautiful thing that you're doing in your family. Way to go, Christina.
Thank you. I love listening to you both every day, too.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. Thank you for helping to make this show another good one on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, just like all of the listeners do every day. Appreciate the comments and your prayers as well. Just want to mention before we take our next call, Mother Angelica has a book out. That was what she was going to talk about tonight on Mother Angelica Live Classics. Thing I want to mention to you is the EWTN app. We get a lot of people who call in listening on the app. Everybody, you all know what an app is right now. It's an application, but it's shortened to app, and you just download it onto your phone, and that way you can listen to EWTN, and not only listen, but you can watch EWTN television anytime, anywhere you are. Enjoy the various live radio streams and audio and video on demand, EWTN news, program schedules, and more. There's devotionals and prayers, so download the EWTN app at EWTNapps.com if you don't have that on your phone already.
Okay. We can get to you, Ann, in Island Lake, Illinois. Wanted to welcome you to Take Two, Ann.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for waiting so long. You got our virtual patience award, Ann, just to let you know.
I'm working on that. There's a number of things that I do, and this really has all come about from a divorce 10 years ago. Unfortunately, that happened, but I have been drawn to Mass every day. And I've also heard Dr. Father Wade Menezes talk about, it wasn't Father Wade, it was another priest on EWTN, that says we should go to adoration an hour every day. So I'm striving to do that. And I sit there and just visualize myself sitting with Jesus' arms around me, just as a brother, and also God is my father, just listening to me, letting me know he loves me. But the things that I do at home, when I take my shower in the morning, I say a binding prayer that I got from a spiritual director years ago, bind up all the evil powers in the air, land, sea, sky, ground, world, another world, and fire. I bind them up tightly, cast them away forever into Gehenna. And then I ask God to then fill up that hole after, you know, I bound up and got rid of all those things, to fill my family and I with God's love, truth, and peace. And then I do a lot of things in my shower. I also ask Mary to hide all of my children and my former husband and I in the wounds of Jesus. And I visualize and say each person's name, starting with the youngest. Okay, first this one, then the next one. And then I, too, have holy water. And rather than filling the fountain, because it seems like it evaporates, I have it in a spray bottle. And before I leave my house in the morning, I just say, bless all who enter in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In case someone's going to break into my house, let them be blessed. And I have a beautiful statue of Mary that I talk to in the morning. I kiss her like I would my mother and ask her and St. Joseph to watch over my house while I'm gone. And I also put a mirror up in my kitchen, and I got this idea from actually my daughter. We have a cranky neighbor, and my daughter would complain about her. And I said, I think we need to pray for her. And I realized we have these people that come into our lives for different reasons, either us for them or them for us. And so the mirror that I put on my kitchen, I write names of people to pray for or that I come across in my life, so that whenever I walk by the mirror, I'm walking, kind of a reminder of I'm walking by through their life for a reason, or they're walking through my life for a reason. So wow. It's a reflection, so I can see it as I walk by.
Wow. And that is just a great, so many wonderful ideas there. That last one about the mirror, and I love the spray bottle on the holy water, because it probably helps it to get to a lot more coverage area. Not that it needs to, touch every part of the home or anything like that. But and then also hiding your family, in They're asking Mary, you know, to hide your family in the wounds of Jesus. You know, that is so important, Debbie. When we pray for our families, like you said, Debbie, you use the angels a lot, but also Our Lady, you know, to wrap us and our family, our loved ones, within her mantle of protection. There is no way, or the heart of Jesus, the wounds of Jesus.
Right.
Because either one of them, Jesus, of course, but Mary is so powerful as well. Satan cannot touch her. He did not touch her. We know that because, you know, from her Immaculate Conception, she was not stained by anything that Satan ever did or led the human race into. So Mary is so very, very powerful. I love everything that Anne had to say.
I did as well, Anne. Way to go. You are a faithful woman of God. Your heart is definitely aligned with God. It's a beautiful thing. You're a great mom. Way to go. Keep it up. And thank you for sharing with us today. We really appreciate it. Gail, listening on Barriga Radio, and Peggy and St. Gabriel Radio, we're not going to get to you. We're so sorry. You can always keep the conversation going by emailing us at take2@ewtn.com. Jerry, real quickly, we've got a word for Scarlett from Cheryl. Did you make note of this? This is really amazing. Okay, Cheryl just emailed in. She says, "Dear Jerry and Debbie, first of all, please let Scarlett know I'll keep her in prayer and let her know that adoration, sitting in God's presence, is the best. Talk to him, rest in him. If you can't get to adoration, just pray, 'Lord, I turn my face to you,' and then be quiet and rest in him. God will love you for it." Cheryl, way to go helping out your sister Scarlett on this one. This is awesome. See how we do this together as a Take Two family. Jerry, another great show by our listeners.
Yep, tomorrow's the middle of the week. Our topic tomorrow is, have tears been cleansing for you? Have you found yourself in a great time of sorrow, a lot of tears, and you've looked back and you said, wow, that was just a cleansing time in my life? We want to hear from you about that tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day.